Okay, roll call for tonight is present, here comes, oh, somebody now, I don't know, present, in person, board members, Kathy Sable, Phil Sable, Dave Edgington, Corinne Halliday, Hamidah Silva, and Jason Griffin, virtually, Cindy Biancamano, Angela Carey, someone else is on right now, virtual, who is this?
Nancy, I came in through the phone, I was trying virtual, but it wasn't working.
Nancy Kavanaugh?
Yep.
Yes, okay, perfect, Nancy, thank you. Then, also present in person, Peggy from Peggy Treasure, Laura Dorick, Budget Committee, Lisa Holber, Bylaws and Nominating Committee, and Vader Tax Collector. That's everybody. Okay. Everybody in the minutes from the July 19th board meeting, maybe a motion to accept, waive the reading.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
None opposed, motion carries. Any public comments?
I do. On August 3rd, I sent the entire board an email stating that there was misinformation on the website via the East Shore Gazette, and it got taken down, but it's back there with the same information. So this was back on the website, it's misinformation. I don't know what, if Tim Hilton wants to put that information up in his side of the lake, that's up to him on his Gazette, but I don't think that we should be posting misinformation on our website.
I talked to Tim, and he's going to fix it.
But it's back on the website.
Well, I think I said we were all going to talk about it at the board meeting and see if everybody thinks it should be eliminated. Right?
I don't know. I didn't get a response to my email, but I didn't expect, I don't know. Kind of expected one.
Was it actually taken down?
It was taken down for a short time, and now it's back.
Oh.
It is now back.
Why was it back?
That's the question, right?
Okay.
I didn't get it. Something to get posted on the website, so it didn't go through me.
Oh, me. I was told if I wanted something on the website, I had to vet it through you.
Correct. That is,
yeah,
that is the process. It is the process.
Okay. That's why I assumed it was vetted, but it wasn't.
Obviously, yeah.
It's on our website?
Yeah.
I know how it happened.
It's just old information, it's not
misinformation. Correct information.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim's last submission to our newsletter was correct information. So I don't know if this author, who I don't know if it's, I don't think it's Tim, pulled it off of last year's documentation on our website and felt it was good to use, but it's misinformation.
Mm. I'm wondering the fact that it came back up if somebody was some mistake with the posting of. That like temporarily got down, got put back up. Like,
yeah, that was good.
I can please contact Mike and tell him to take it down.
But he can put in a correction if you will on our business.
Did you down right? Is he going to take it down again?
Can I ask a question? This might be a stupid question. If it's not from the property association and it's from the East Shore, why is it on the property association website to begin with?
It's a good newsletter.
That's okay. It's a sharing of information between the East Side and our association, just to kind of join minds,
okay.
Join forces, play nice, that type of thing.
So
it's mostly about
it's mostly about quality. Okay.
But they put in some misinformation about the dam. With money and things like that, and so to Lisa's point, she doesn't want people from our side reading it and saying, "What's going on?"
Right.
you know, and then they're confused, and then we have another August Association meeting where everybody's going, ah!
No.
I guess the question is, if all of our stuff goes through a couple people on our end to make sure it's accurate and appropriate, who's reading your stuff before it goes on the website?
This was not read before it went on the website.
Yeah.
Jason didn't get it.
I'm like, I haven't seen that.
Right.
I didn't see it when I was watching.
So Wolf talked to it, and he had the old information, and when I talked to him about it, he said that he would ask Wolf to back down on the number thing, and that's what happened.
And maybe Mike reposted the old one by mistake instead of the new one,
well,
or something like that.
I need to just reiterate to Mike that he needs to ask you, really, not to take it from someone and put it on. It needs to go through you as a board member.
It was from somebody on this side, like, not like Mike did.
Although after this week,
well, no. Can't you wait until September when our new board members get their frozen jobs? I do know what you mean.
Near future.
Correct.
Okay.
Anything else?
Okay, I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yes, everyone.
Yep. Okay. Cool. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Laptop acting up.
What?
President's report.
Well, so really the only thing I have to report, and I sent it to all of you a little earlier, is that Peggy has resigned as of the end of September, so we're going to have to talk about a new treasurer. I think that's all I have to say.
All right. We'll have to regroup and
through the report that Peggy submitted, $196,000. So that's about almost 94% of the revenues that are on the ground, that are on the levy, were collected. So we've got about 45 people who haven't paid, and that's about usual. The collections were going a little slower, so I was a little concerned that people were not going to pay. But at the end of the day, we got 93% of the revenue. So through the next quarter, which is pretty good. It's pretty comparable to last year. Now the balance of about 25 people who owe will dribble in at the end of this month, and some people like to pay in September. I don't understand why. It costs them 4.5% interest, and then the balance will be probably we'll start to demand the letter of notice and the collection process in November. So but we'll wait and see. Maybe then more people will pay late.
Hello?
That's it.
Okay, treasurer. In the email, I said, got that $8,000 from the economy. He's got another $8,000. We got $4,000 from Eastshore Donations, and I have two more checks already that came in. Everything's going well.
That's up from last year, yeah, right? Right.
Short
That
will be doing an audit service for the county to reimburse.
Well, yeah, that's we'll a, give that report.
Later on, yeah.
I don't even remember the details of the time that.
How many did you use?
Or that was
now? It varies year by year. Yeah.
Going up to 11.
When at the meeting, Lisa, are you going to, are you just going to get up and just say bylaws, are you going to read them, or are you just going to say, is there any questions?
It's your lead. I mean, if the board says, you know, you've all been submitted,
they have been submitted.
You're going to have the people that say, I never got one. Well, then they were also put on the website, and they were also posted.
They're in the
queue. So, at that point, that would be the answer, and then, you know, if anybody has any questions, though, you know, I would say, does anybody have any questions? I don't think we need to read them.
Yeah, I agree, but I want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah, right. I mean, there might be a large enough handful of people that you guys might decide, let's read them. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that's up to you guys. You guys, your call. I'll just be prepared to answer questions.
Okay.
I would say if you do read them, this comes up. I think you should exclude anything that's just a grammatical change and just say, I'm not going to read anything that's a grammatical change,
okay.
Right.
You know, but just something that's a content change or something, otherwise it'll take forever.
Did we ever have like a piece of notes before?
I filled it out there, there was.
Okay,
yeah.
We kind of got away from that, having handouts, because we won't have a copy of the agenda or anything there either. I mean,
and did we read them in the past, or just ask if there was any questions?
I don't ever remember what they read in the past.
I don't recall.
You what?
I don't remember.
I don't read them.
Yeah.
I know we can't. I don't think we should.
You never read.
No, we didn't, and I don't think we should start.
No, that'll take forever.
Yeah, and that's just
ask if there. If we're worried if people don't know where they're posted, we could push something else out. Don't forget the meetings next week. Don't forget this is where you can find the stuff. Like, and just at that point, like, the information's there, and if people aren't finding it, it's not our problem.
Right.
Okay. So, email blast on Thursday.
Make sure you put it on the website.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, I have a couple of questions. One of them. Is the annual financial review. It is supposed to be on the website a week before the meeting. There isn't one on there even from last year.
That's being rectified.
Right. So that's going to go on the website. Yeah. They just got approval from facing it.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure because of the time constraints. Okay.
So are you talking about the annual view that the outside accountant does?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just want to make sure it's on there so that
no one can find it.
Yeah, this is the year 2000 that we put on the website. The 2021 just got me just have a couple of questions. So we have a draft version of it.
You could put the draft up. You say that it's a draft.
Maybe. I mean, it's in the bylaws. So I'll ask. Yeah. I'm just.
Right.
I'm trying to learn all this too. Timeline.
Right. Yeah.
Structure. You know, and what needs to be where.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if website because we never used to have a website before. So that's what I'm like.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We always had copies of the report available at the annual meeting.
Well, this says, this is a bylaw. The report of such public accountant or certified public accountant shall be posted on the pool website 1 week prior to the annual meeting and read
and read at the annual meeting by the secretary of the said association. They'll be posted on the pool website 1 week before.
We've never had that before.
That would take an hour.
Just something to keep in mind.
So then are we going to do that?
You can post the draft if no one...
Make a motion? Are we making a motion?
I make a motion.
I mean, are we going to make a motion at the annual meeting to waive the reading of the accountant's...
Report.
If it's on the bylaws, you have to comply with the bylaws.
So then we should do that during the treasurer's report. Typically the president just says I need a motion to waive the
reading of the accounts, and then someone says,
I'll make that motion, and then someone seconds it. That's kind of how it generally goes when it's just a simple motion like that. A simple motion.
I could see someone asking for an overview of what it said.
Choose to put the treasurer as the owner of the budget committee in this document?
Because at our last meeting,
Angela was going to set up a folder for the budget committee and put you as the owner of it.
No, she was going to put Peggy as the owner.
We're all going to be the owner of it. The whole board is going to be able to share and be part of it.
Putting the treasurer as the owner of it puts a lot of pressure and responsibility on the treasurer, because having a budget committee and a treasurer keeps checks and balances. Otherwise, whoever the treasurer is bears all of the responsibility for the financials. So, at the end of the year...
I think maybe you're just misunderstanding what we mean by owner of it. I think maybe...
Yeah, I think that's where the misunderstanding is coming in. So the board actually owns it, so when it's a shared drive, it is owned by the domain that we have as a board. It's not owned by a particular person, and that's why it's in a shared drive rather than an individual drive. So within my personal drive, I would be the owner of the document,
when we put it in a shared drive that's a part of our working Google space that we work use together, it's all, like it's owned by the board.
Okay. So in talking to Maureen Goff, you know, explaining to her our structure and so forth, so she said, well, if your treasurer is responsible for everything, there's no checks and balances. So, this, you know, obviously these towns, a much bigger town, they have a finance department. And in that finance department, they have a budget, where they do a budget, they have, all different areas. So we, primarily talk about the budget and what happens there. So during their budgeting process, their financial or their budget committee meets, and the treasurer will come and provide reports and whatever the financial department is asking for. And basically what they do is they go through and examine, like the budget committee did this year, all of the expenses, everything. And it's a check and balance for the treasurer and the budget committee. And for the finances of the association.
Right, I guess I still don't see what the problem is.
I
don't either.
Well, the treasurer is not the owner of that. You know,
right.
I think there's confusion. The treasurer doesn't own that. We all do. Everybody on the board owns it.
All right. Well, the way I understood it was that you were going to put the responsibility of all of that.
I think it was a misunderstanding.
Right.
That was not
because
our intention.
He talks about, I wanted to set up an email for the budget committee.
Right.
Budget and have that be a prevalent part, but then we talked about it and we could just make the individual person being able to, but will the treasurer be able to read those documents? Of course.
Of course.
And every single board member will be able
to
read all those documents. But you will, the budget committee person, whoever it is at the time, will be the owner, so that you, like, she can't go in and change the document.
Right, okay.
She can only be a viewer of it.
Okay.
And you have the power to make that.
Okay.
You know, like the president should always be owner too, because it should be more than two people, obviously.
Yes.
For reasons, you know.
Agreed.
So that if you're incapacitated, Cindy can go in and, you know, do some stuff if it needs to be done.
Right.
But no, we're going to set up a whole separate budget thing that's totally separate from hopefully, well, you're going to be gone, but hopefully the new treasurer will start using the shared drive and have a separate treasurer drive that only she's the owner of, that she can write to.
Right.
We can all view it, but she can only write
on
it.
It protects the treasurer and it protects the assistant.
It was always our intention, I don't think it was ever the intention of the treasurer to own the budget drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. Right, yeah. That doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do have one more question, though.
Sure.
Also, on the website, there is not the last final monthly cash flow report. And I'm saying these things because these are the things that people that are interested are going to look for at the meeting.
Yeah, when we do all these other stuff, it just puts everything in.
Yeah, just so people can look at it before the meeting.
Right.
Right, which
there's always somebody that asks.
And hopefully in the future we're going to get into a habit of posting these things monthly on the website once we get into a groove.
Right. Oh, actually, that was my next question.
Yes.
So even though you're like setting up the structure of the Google document, there will still be available information on the website.
Yes, the treasurer's information should always be available on the website.
Okay.
Always. It always has been. It always should be.
Okay.
If you've got any kind of a transition.
I know that, so we're just going slow. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was my takeaway, and I did learn a lot from her.
Good to get that information.
That was a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been trying to. I'm passionate about my committee. As you all are passionate about me.
Right.
That's good. I like it.
That's great. Yeah. Just sort of out of turn, but just so I don't forget about posting. Is the annual meeting posted on the kiosk, or that should be posted there by now?
Okay.
Okay.
The minutes, the agenda, the bylaws, the ballot is on there. It's all on there.
Dan?
you have something to say about the dam? Have you spoken to Tim?
No, I just got back from vacation.
Okay, no, I'm just curious. And nobody, somebody's got to meet with somebody today, but I was just wondering.
Is that a stand?
Hi, sorry. I kind of had my end. We had a successful golf tournament thanks to the work of Don and Dave. Curvage tournament this past week, so there were not a lot of people. We had no show for our teen event, which my teens were really excited that I made them skip something and keep to their commitment, and not a single person showed up. We were repurposing the items that were bought for the team craft to the kids' craft because it's something that they could use as well, so it's not going to waste. But, you know, if things are not popular, we're going to not run them the following year just because it's a waste of people's time and a waste of money. We are working on, like, Hayward Days. We have Diane Nelson running beach games, Lisa Sobeys in charge of carnival games, and Dave running the grill. So I think that we're in a pretty good place. Heather Taylor has met with Lisa really to give her a rundown of some of those bigger games and how things were done in the past. So I think Lisa's feeling a little bit more settled and confident. I think it's hard when we haven't had one in years, and it's kind of like the blind leading the blind over here.
Yeah.
But I think we're in good shape. I think things are coming along. We've been meeting virtually weekly just to kind of check in where everyone is, you know, in their little part. I think we could use a few more volunteers, especially for the carnival games, more so than the beach games. So if anyone comes to any of you, if you could direct them either to Lisa or Ev or I, we'll get them to Lisa if it's easier for you to direct them to Ev and I. But I think that we could use a few more. Like, Lisa's so nervous, she's talking about recruiting coworkers, and I don't want her to have to recruit coworkers. Some people here should be doing that. We also had a lengthy conversation, and I tried to be as political and tactful as I could in my submission to the newsletter this week to go out next week, just about the importance of families being responsible for their children, that it's not the volunteers that are responsible for their children at the carnival, because there are incidents where people kind of drop their kid in suntan or drop their kid and go home, and just with the grills and everything else, we just don't want that responsibility. So hopefully when Jason reads it, it's tactful enough, and he doesn't have to reach out to me and have me fix it before it goes to print. But that was a big concern of something in the past, and we just wanted to make sure that it is not problematic so that everyone is safe. And I think those are the big things. Ev, did I miss anything?
Nope.
No.
Almost done.
Almost done, yeah. And shockingly, we haven't heard from anyone that they're interested. Oh, the coffee truck went really well this week, too. We contracted for 50 drinks. I think we sold 55 or a little bit over that. People really seem to love that. The line was long. A lot of positive feedback. I don't know.
I'm trying to make money just selling 50 drinks.
Right? I'm telling you, I watched them, and I've had several members that are like, you should do this every weekend. And I'm thinking, if we're doing it every weekend, it'll be that Tony and I are making a trailer and making that, you know, in a couple hours on a Saturday morning. But, yeah, we might see if we could have them back on Labor Day weekend, you know, depending on financially how things turn out with like, Hayward Days. If not, we'll definitely book it again next year because, the membership really seems to like it. That's all I got.
Evelyn, Keith?
Yes. I got the waiver back from Lynette, so I will have copies printed to hand out at the meeting on Sunday. Also trying to figure out a date for September to invite both sides to come and talk and ask questions and get info.
Sorry, I'm from there.
Pardon?
I'm sorry.
Having a real issue with, I don't know what's going on with the swans.
Yes, I know.
But hopefully Jason's nice rewording of my message in the newsletter helps people realize that they're... I was shortened to the point. Jason made it a little nicer.
We want to see the original.
I just said they're not toys, they're not cheap, don't play at them. But Jason made it sound nice, kind of like that. If you hadn't heard, there was a dead goose on Third Beach this morning.
Yeah.
It was tagged. Phil did a, he went online and took care of it because I have been really, really busy with taking care of my husband at the moment. I did speak to Lynette, who thought we should report it to DEEP, but I don't think it's, I don't know. I guess they're tracking ovarian flu, but it doesn't sound like it died from ovarian flu, so I'm not going to worry about it. That's it. I mean, they're flying now. There's not much we can do to stop them. So, that's it.
I'm just curious.
Thank you.
I mean, I put the goose swan message up there, but I always see them on the ropes. Are they disappearing, or are people just...
Yeah, they're breaking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had to... They snapped the head right off, and I had to epoxy and screw the head back on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't have the money to keep buying new ones, so... Try to fix them.
Personally, I don't think that they're working anyway, so it don't really matter as much.
No, they're not working.
No.
The dogs don't work, the swans don't work, but everybody wanted to try them, so we did. Okay, I'm okay with that.
Well, you know what, Evelyn, pat yourself on the back a little. There's definitely a lot less geese this year.
There are less geese. It's frustrating, though, when I watch them now fly in over my head. And
well, and hopefully next year we'll have some kind of a, because you're creating that database, so we'll have like a little bit of a data of kind of what their movements are like, you know? So maybe we can, oh, someone wants to join the call. Oh, they're in.
Mike Ursula.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
So well, how are you?
Mike Ursula just joined.
Okay, next is biodetention basin.
Okay. The biodetention basin has been completed, and the final inspection by the town of East Adam and the DEEP has been completed. The project, project was approved last August for $34,100. The association received a grant from DEEP for $16,500 to cover the some of the construction costs. And the estimated total cost of the project, we're still getting some costs in, is around $33,500. So we're a little bit under budget. Now the big issue is meeting all of DEEP's voluminous reporting requirements, that in order to, you know, the paperwork, the devil is in the detail. There were a couple of things that we did with DEEP's approval. We used the camera. John Weber was our contractor to build the biodetention basin. He really did an outstanding job. He really took a lot of pride in the project. And, you know, in other projects, previous years, you know, John had always been very busy and he'd have to chase him to get things done. But he was really on point and got everything done and took the initiative. So there were a couple of things that we thought we should do that were not in his original contract. One of which was to scope through the 24-inch pipe and go all the way through to the concrete boxes behind the pavilion to see if there was any obstructions in that. And we did that, and Corinne's husband Bill and John and the four of us were there, and they ran the scope both ways, and there was no obstructions. It didn't appear that any of the pipe was had deteriorated. So originally I had gotten an estimate of about $2,500 for a company from Springfield to come down, and John said, oh, I got a camera, why don't you let me do it? So he did it for $500, which was pretty good. second thing was the
oh my
itself.
God.
Go ahead.
The plane itself is 24
wait,
inches. And it's now completely exposed with riprap and everything. So one of the things that we thought was important, DEEP agreed, was going to put, we had John fabricate a grade, a heavy duty grade, so that we could put something in front of that to do two things. Keep the kids from throwing basketballs into the pipe. Bill's going to fix that, I guess, with fence, but right. And secondly, to keep any people, children, from climbing into the into that. That's we don't want anybody. So it's a very heavy, very heavy. So that cost us another $500. And we had one of the trees that was there, which we hadn't tagged, and the engineer and the EPA thought it was compromised, so we had to have John take that down. So we had to pay him another $1,200 to take the tree down. But all in all, we're in pretty good shape. We're going to create a couple of signs that will explain the what the vitamin retention basin is, because even though we've talked about it, many people still don't really understand what it is. And it's not a park, so we're basically going to hydro seed it and grow grass and keep the grass at anywhere from 4 to 6 inches. And we try to keep people out of it, off of it. It's not a park. It's really used to catch the runoff of the water from upstream from the farms. And basically, there's good drainage there. The storms that we've had, very little of it has gone through the pipe. It's all settled, maybe because of the drought conditions. It's settled and just percolated through the existing soil in the basin. So that's it.
I have a couple questions, Ed. Yeah. The DEP reporting requirement, is that just a one-time thing for the end of the project, or is that like an ongoing thing you have to do?
Well, we did.
That's a yes or no answer.
I wish
a yes or no, Ed.
I wish that it is a one time. In order to get the grant, we have to respond to the 15 or 20 things that they want done. In addition to that, we obviously have to create a maintenance plan so that Phil will be able to take care of it going forward.
So we don't have to keep reporting to the DEP?
No.
Okay,
that was my
concern.
No,
I didn't know if it was a one-time thing
or
something
we needed to do every year, make
the report.
No, we don't have to continue to report.
Okay.
But we did make a commitment to continue educating our members in terms of the purpose. And, you know, because what they did is this comes from, the $16,005 comes from a 319 federal grant. And so, you know, people want to make sure that we didn't just dig a big hole and they paid $16,500 and we're using that as a ball field or recreation area. So we have to educate people on the
mm-hmm.
what the purpose of it is and maintain it on an ongoing basis.
The sign that you're going to come up with, the board's going to get to approve that right before it's.
My thought is we maybe quickly.
We're
going to
do
a temporary sign. It was part of our grant agreement that we put it on.
Sign up.
You know,
mm-hmm. Okay.
And thanking Paul and them for the contribution.
Well,
in the meantime, there might be a temporary sign that may not look as pretty as a permanent. It may be a $40 sign there temporarily, but we envision a permanent. More of an Audubon looking sign. Again, minimal verbiage. Just say,
biotension,
funded, this lake quality improvement project funded by pole and by a grant from da 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 da. And then the last line, I think we have to keep reiterating, it would say this area is not for recreational purposes.
Okay, so it will be just a simple little sign. I didn't want it to be this big thing, you know.
No.
But
okay.
I agree with you.
Well, I just want to take a look at it before it comes up.
Whatever, like something's going to be solidly and it should be approved by.
Yes.
We are
okay.
Special.
Oh, well, I didn't know
that. You have to do a sign no matter what.
No, okay. That's right.
And I agree with it. They want to be able to send people to look at it, too. That's part of it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And we want to keep people off of it.
Well, yeah, definitely.
And the other part of it is that even though this is probably the largest biodetention basin that we would construct within the association, there are other smaller biodetention basins that need to be considered, you know, for the Shagru farm up from, because of the manuring of the chicken manure and the runoff from up on the hill. There's a significant amount of runoff that comes down.
That's for another day. That's after the dam.
We
haven't talked about that yet.
We need to move on, guys.
Yeah.
Real quickly, as far as lake quality is concerned, I've been in touch with our weed contractor. I'm not happy with the treatment this year. I think the results have been minimal. I'm just not happy with them. So I'm aware of that. I walked down the end of your dock the other day, Evelyn, so if anyone told you someone was trespassing, it was me. But I've gotten her to come a week early. She'll be out on the lake on the 24th, you know, doing the post-treatment survey, and they're already aware of it. I think we had problems with treatment this year. So just in case anyone's wondering whether we're keeping an eye on this.
Okay.
I'm not happy.
Before we move out from the basin, we do, I think, need to develop a maintenance plan. I don't know what information.
Well, we do. We've been told what needs to be done. It needs to be allowed to grow.
That's my question. That's something that they have given us that we need to look at.
Yes.
Because we need to, I think, came up in the discussion I think that you made as you were planning on budgeting, what's the ongoing cost of the business?
It's just going to be mowing it twice a year.
It's already taken care of. I already talked to the landscaper, everything is all set to go.
Yeah.
He does many detection patients already. It's a done deal.
Yeah, the only other issue that we're doing is trying to engage the property owners upstream so that even though you can't see it because of that heavy growth there is a lot of people. We're trying to get them to stop dumping their leaves into the stream.
To your question, you're not happy with the treatment.
No.
They're going to come out and look at it.
They always do that in August. They come.
Now, if they agree that it wasn't done properly, what's going to expect that they do it again this year?
I'm
going to
find out. I would hope they would do it again in the fall, but I don't know. Unfortunately, I won't have the answers to that until after the meeting, and then the LISTER meeting committee sort of meets the Saturday morning after that. But just so you know, down in here was a big treatment area too, and I don't like the results at all. So anyway, just want to find out that. Nominating?
Just that we have to go forward with that. And Christy and Lori Bora. And we had other people.
Lori?
We had other people interested, and when we met with them, like I said, if they're going to run against their neighbor, they end up running. So.
Yeah.
It's ready to go. Wonderful. Yay, Lori. Thanks. Okay, I think that took me a while.
Playground?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Nothing.
Oh. Properties.
Oh, God.
Well, before I start with property, I just want to remind you. Everybody know that I've gotten an award today.
Kathy, pat the boy in the back. Would you please?
Whatever.
She knew something.
What did you do?
Hey, I'll give him out the mouth.
He's here. I'm sure he's there. Probably what he's doing.
What does that say or do or what is it?
Nothing. He does nothing.
He's a piece of paper.
Something. What is
he? He reported the goose.
He reported
the
dead goose.
Because it was bad. Yes.
Yeah.
It was bad.
So they commended him.
they commended him for calling him.
You better frame that, Bill. Property. Things are looking.
That's a tax credit money at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be a private group. Is it private?
Yeah, I didn't
have to trust you. I'm like www.gov.
Oh, it does.
Do you want an archaeological survey or something?
That's where I went to www.something.gov. Anyhow, property's looking good. Pretty happy with the porta-potty.
Yeah,
I think they're looking damn good. They smell good. You know, little things in life that I notice and I appreciate. Things just, you know, just keeping up with stuff. They're around the pavilion. There was some cement that was coming off. What do you call it? I don't know, the sill?
Yeah.
They were all loose. Buttoned all that up.
Okay, good.
Put some, yeah, it's done. Problem, I don't think it's not a problem. Since the biodetention went in, I've been getting quotes for a fence for the basketball court and also repaving the basketball court. My thought process is if we're going to put a fence up, we should pave it first. Does it need it? Yeah, it does. It does. I got a bunch of quotes from $10,000 to $23,000.
For a paving.
I did.
Yeah, but 10's a good price.
Well, and that, you know what, and I will say that the 10 that I got came from a recommendation from John Legger.
Okay.
So, I haven't done anything yet because I don't have that kind of money. I also asked about skin coating. Instead of ripping and putting a new one down,
right.
Skin coat. All the contractors are saying they wouldn't do it.
I mean, you're not driving a car on it.
Well, they said that, you know, yeah. We all agreed to that, but they said even with the cracks now, the little divots still off, after a while, it's just going to happen again. They say rip it and rip it.
Mm-hmm. Do it right.
So, fences. I called two people. The fence man and Sons, he did quite a bit of work around here with the fences. I got a price from him for two sides, one along the biodetention and one in the front where the parking lot is. I don't think we need to do the back or the other side. It's all overgrown and there's a hill on the other side.
Yeah.
But I personally don't think we need to do it. So the price that the fence man gave me, with a gate is $5,250. Arrow Fence gave me a price of $12,000.
Holy cow.
And he gave me a price of doing the whole basketball court of $19,000. So I personally, I mean, I don't know what the board wants to do, but I don't think that we need to do all four sides of that basketball court.
I have a question. Why are we getting a gate if there's only two sides?
You can't get in.
You know, this is something that, you know, I mean, I don't know, you don't want to look like, right. If the gate is not there, it's just,
I don't know. If you run the fence all the way to the end of the blacktop, you're into the woods, basically.
Oh, you're
in.
It's going to go in.
No, you wouldn't do that. You would stop.
Well, but you need to, though, because the ball, that's what, yeah. You know, the ball's going to go out through that hole.
I just think it'll,
yeah.
I think it'll look a lot better with the gate.
I do, too.
And for $450, I mean, we're talking pennies, you know. So, anyhow.
I think it'll look a lot better with all four sides. it's a lot more money. Did the fence guy give you a price for all?
No, he didn't. Yeah. No, but I'm assuming it'd probably be around 10 if you went off four sides. Guessing. But I could get, you know.
Yeah. Right, double it, yeah.
Double it. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. That's 12 to 19, 30 might be 9,500.
Yeah. So, with that being said,
Yes.
The fence is definitely a must, in my opinion, with that vital contention.
Yeah.
A kid falls down, there's a lot of rocks, he's going to fall and he's going to get hurt down there. He goes after a ball, trips, he's running down into the rock. Obviously, you guys have to, with somebody, I think we have to make a motion.
I have a suggestion.
Go ahead.
Because we feel maybe the paving should be done before the fence.
Yeah.
And maybe the paving isn't that important right now. Could we get away with a temporary, quote unquote, temporary solution of doing maybe a 5 foot or, because I'm assuming by fence you're talking 8, 10, like tennis court.
10 foot.
Right? Could we get away with a temporary solution of doing maybe a 6 foot chain link fence against the biodetention?
That's not going to stop the ball from going in there. The reason you go so high is to keep the ball
from going. Yeah, because this is the pavement ends like 8, 10 feet away from the biodetention. I'm doing it right up on the biodetention, basically, not at the edge of the pavement.
This 10 foot is going right up against the biodetention.
Yeah.
It's
I thought you were going to do it right against the pavement.
Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying, but you got to put a 10-foot fence because you got to go over no matter what.
Yeah. Isn't there, between the pavement and the rocks for the bike, there's no space?
Not much.
I thought there was
very little. Yeah. Maybe
a foot, 2 feet?
I haven't walked up there recently.
No, not more than 2 feet here.
Okay. I thought it was like 10 feet.
So you're basically asking for another $8,000, and how could we make that happen?
Exactly. Right. We already have $7,000 in capital reserves. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can we move money from somewhere else that we didn't use this year?
I don't know.
No, that's just a sale.
What's
yeah.
that?
That's just a sale. Okay. Anything we don't use has to go into capital expenditures anyway.
I thought that wasn't until the annual meeting. We've got a week here.
No.
The vote would be for us to, as a board, to recommend reallocating money from reserves to $8,000, and then the
We can't do that.
The board would have to.
We would have to move it in request, and then it would have to be voted on.
Right.
It would have to be on the agenda.
Right.
But no notice has to be given. We could put it on the agenda at this point.
Well,
I'm not seeing how much notice would you have to give.
Well, I mean, properties is on the agenda.
Right.
So
it's part of properties.
Yeah.
If somebody brought something up from the floor, all right, and made a motion, you're not going to get your 10 days.
Right.
Right? It's there. So,
I mean, if you kind of. We do that with capital reserves. I think we
don't. I don't know.
I don't know the answer.
I don't know. Okay, why not?
No. Not technically, but I mean, I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, we got to get Phil some more shekels.
So, where are we going now?
Nobody knows.
I just don't know legally what we can do as far as.
If Phil makes a motion as part of his report, lay the facts out.
Lay the facts out, and then
when after you finish your presentation of what things cost, say, I'm looking for a motion to appropriate X amount of dollars so that we can afford to do this. Simple, just like that, and then it'll either fly or it won't fly.
You have to say it's coming out of the capital reserve.
Right.
Now, we do have some good news from Lake Quality, just to talk about capital reserve money. We don't have it in writing yet, but we were told verbally that our watershed management plan, we should consider it approved.
Right.
Ooh.
But until we get this letter, which is coming soon, there is $5,000 sitting there that we should be saved in reserve in case we needed to do any more upgrades.
Okay.
So, and by putting up the fence, we're stopping balls from getting in that pipe that goes to the lake.
Well, preserving the lake.
I don't disagree with the fencing. I just want to do it right. I don't know if we can just vote on the capital reserve money without some kind of note. I don't know the answer to it.
I mean, you can get it in the newsletter, be on time today. Get a hold of Nicole.
See, where's the 10-day notice coming from? Do you know it from
that?
It's in the bylaw.
By
10 days for
capital
reserve. Well, anything really.
Right.
It doesn't just say capital reserve.
Right.
It says anything.
Yeah, right.
So that it's open to interpretation.
What about
it?
Could
it be voted on?
Put on a newsletter tonight.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Actually, that would
be the quickest.
The newsletter coming up would be 2 days before the
Yeah, they're not going to get it. I mean, I have to make that money until Sunday.
Right, you would have to do a new slab.
It's
not 10 days.
Still
not
10 days. It's this weekend.
Yeah. But again, I follow Dave's theory of thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone had made a motion from the floor, it's the same thing.
It would fly, right.
I mean... Basically, you have 7,000 reserved, but we've already determined that is for the resurfacing.
That's not enough.
And it's not enough. I think then if we're not in agreement that we can make a motion to get money out of capital reserves without giving 10-day notice, then you could just make a motion to put the fence up using the money that's in reserve already, which was set aside for resurfacing.
Or just reallocate that?
Reallocate.
I mean, it's still the basketball court, technically. It's just not... It's
right, but again, we're putting up the fence before we do resurfacing, which...
And you still have to get approval to reallocate.
And I know they don't like that,
right.
But, if you say, look, I got money to put a fence up,
I think that's going to be the issue.
I mean, granted, you want to do a blacktop first. That makes sense because you have to take the fence down to do a blacktop.
Right, exactly. So when you go to resurface it, now the fence has to come down.
Right.
So it's like you're.
No, I think it would have passed tremendously.
And there's no.
Well,
okay. No, I should say there's.
I guess we have no way of knowing it. I'm pulling a number, $45,000 is your budget. You spend it, and then next June we try to get the money.
Right.
It seems like it's a no-brainer that people would vote yes, but you never know.
Right, you never know.
You know.
Right.
Maybe the girls looking over there. Nice. But again,
you can always reallocate budget money.
Yeah, you can.
It's like Jason's saying that.
Yeah,
you're
right.
From where?
People are buying.
From Lake Quality?
Lake Quality, yeah.
I mean, who else has got the other thing to budget?
Right.
Your punch is spoken for already. Yeah. You can't touch that.
No, we're going to 7 days.
Can we? And I know there's money in capital reserves for a sign at the south end of the lake. Can we take that money?
Well, listen, I...
That's been a point of contention, that sign. Oh, my God, 30 each people.
Listen, I do...
You know?
I don't want to make this easy, and I really don't want to do this way, but I do have money. There is money in my in the property budget. I have roughly about $17,000 to spend this coming year on. I don't want to do it. I want to do it. Is the pavilion staying? Power wash.
Right. You already power washed it.
Yeah.
The beaches haven't had sand in 3 years.
Oh, at least, right? At least 3 years.
Do they need it?
Yeah. Oh, badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at about $8,000 for the pavilion, car wash on Spain.
Right.
You know, sand, probably $3,000 or $4,000. So I don't have a lot. You know what I mean? I can play with that within my budget. But then things aren't going to get done. And one of the problems that I have personally, that things don't get.
The things we have don't get the other piece that's
right. Right. So, I do whatever you guys want me to do. I mean, I don't. I need guidance.
Well,
I need money and I need guidance. So you're saying if there was $5,000, you're thinking there might be $5,000?
Yeah, I mean, I want the letter, but we've been told verbally that...
They told that he's going to give me his assurance that our report has been accepted that we don't need to spend any more.
So that's in capital reserve already?
No, it's in the budget. It's not in the
capital reserve. No,
it's in capital reserve.
Oh.
And there's a balance of $5,000 that we can get.
Gotcha.
Sitting there, but we've just been waiting.
We've been waiting for them to.
So I'm looking at another $4,000 that I would need if we use that. Well, if we do the trial,
well,
we don't have the trial.
But we can't just take this money and spend it on something else.
It's got to be approved by body, right? Yeah.
We can do that to Sunday, though.
I don't think so because we noticed, but I'm looking into that. Hey, I wish it was wrong.
No, I
think we need the fence up, and I think we do the fence, and that's
pretty proud of myself, you know, that chair like that.
I don't have a copy of this past year, but how much did we end up being not spending that was left over? $3,000?
Yeah, about $3,000.
And it's going to be the same next year.
Right.
It's going to be almost to $4,000.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But you never know.
But you can't do. Well, we would have to reallocate it before the end of the. Gotcha.
But that's not a sure thing.
No, it's not. No, absolutely not.
We can't just meet and be the budget meeting. The bylaw gurus over there are conferring on what they're reading in the bylaws.
Should we move on while they're talk about?
Do you have anything else to talk about, honey?
How much is that? Maybe that's worth $7,000.
No, I mean, again, I already talked to getting back to the garbage. I talked to Chris. He's going to start putting notices out the end of August to say that we're moving the weekly trash to Monday. So he's willing to do. He's going to do it for a couple weeks. We'll put a notice on everybody's garbage can.
All right,
everybody's house, he's going to do that.
Good.
For us. Yeah.
That's great.
So, that's done. I think that's all I got.
That is definitely a great achievement.
Well, it's like, he learned about something else done. He got the town to put some laptops.
No, I didn't. The town didn't do anything. The town did nothing.
Okay.
Moving on.
Technology? Anything on technology?
Anything on technology, you want to say?
You're muted, Ev.
She's trying to talk. I'm muted.
Okay, now you can hear me?
Yes.
All right, sorry. So, I need to go back to properties for a minute. Can I ask something to add it to your list? Ceiling fans for the pavilion? It's wired. I mean, it gets really hot in there, and I have to keep asking band members to bring your own fan. So if we could do maybe next year, add it to your list.
Add it to the list.
We talked about that when we built the pavilion.
Okay.
I'll look into it.
Thank you, dear.
And Phil, I want to just confirm the trash pickup because I had a notice that was scheduled to go out on Facebook, so just so that I'm clear. It is 2 days a week until Labor Day weekend.
Correct.
And then after that, it's only Friday.
Monday.
Okay.
I'm assuming Labor Day he's not picking up. He's picking up Tuesday or Tuesday?
Yeah, right. All right, so you'll see notices, Ann, before that comes out, before it happens.
Okay, yeah, and I know you said that he's putting them out, but I just don't want to conflict. I don't want conflicting information. That's one thing that people always go to the Facebook page for,
right,
is asking trash questions, so I just want to make sure that I have it right.
Okay,
thanks.
Welcome.
Getting a water testing.
Wait, technology? Can I go back?
Oh, yeah. We thought you didn't have anything.
Well, I kind of do. I want to step away from doing technology. Somebody else could step up. But I do, it's not a big deal, really. It's most, you know, you just got to talk to Jason, and he, a computer, plays some sound, and he sets up the email. But the other thing I wanted to talk about is their Facebook page. So I had an issue with the band a couple of weeks ago on our property owner's page. He took what I had posted and he shared it to his page and invited like 15 people. His page is, we should not, our page should not be able to be shared.
So I think after you told me that, Ab, I went in and changed that setting. But I don't know, like, that's not going to stop anyone from, like, taking a picture of it and then sharing
Taking a screenshot is different than sharing it to your page and being able to invite 15 people. Plus, this guy has, like, 600 followers. We could have all kinds of people show up that night. I just think our official page, it should not be shared. There should not be a share option.
Well, it sounds like you're supposed to take care of it.
But again, maybe that's something other than in terms of events. Like, I know we always tell the food trucks and the bands, you know, that's a private closed event and it shouldn't be on their schedules or their pages. But if there's a problem with that particular band and he knew that, and he did that, then maybe we don't invite him back next year.
I am going to update the contract before the end of the season to let people know.
Good idea.
That we are a private lake and that you cannot invite. But your family, that's different. But, you know, you can't invite all your friends. So I'm going to update the contract for that before we're done.
Okay.
And I'm done.
Great.
Perfect. Thank you.
Water quality? Is that a water quality?
Water testing.
A little something that I've just been watching for all this year. We've had the heat. We've had hot weather. We haven't had any rain. We haven't had any closed beaches this year. I'm going to go back to saying what I've been saying for the last couple of rounds of that. Water testing, I personally still don't think that we need to do it. I know we're going to ask at the meeting the body to vote on it.
We are?
It's
a bylaw, and it was not revised. It was just a particular bylaw revision. It had to be drawn. I guess that committee would start up in March. I think I have to turn about the committee.
But I think, I did want to say to you, Lisa, though, when you said that last time, in the bylaws, the stuff that's written underneath the committee, to me, is optional. Every committee is optional, and the job description of the committee is optional, because in the beginning, does it say, per the discretion of the president,
may appoint such committee.
So it doesn't have to happen.
in my opinion.
Well, may appoint such committees, but the committees were appointed.
Right, but so we're saying still let that have one then.
Right. We did it with safety.
Right, correct.
We did away with safety.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're actually arguing against yourself. We haven't had a lot of rain.
Right.
That's probably why we haven't had algae.
Right.
Next year you get a bunch of rain, you're probably going to have E. coli, and how are you ever going to know it? So we don't want, you know, we're doing the minimal, you know, what's required.
Right, but again, it's...
I mean, you know how I feel about it.
I know you.
Water quality way to monitor our lake.
Right, and it's a fantastic thing, but it's just, again, what is it costing us a year? And it's, to me, it's, I don't say common sense, because, you know, people, I don't have common sense. That after a rainstorm, you don't go swimming that day.
Yeah, but we also have a lot of homes up a hill. We have farms. We have septics that may or may not be working. So it's not just after rain necessarily. You know how I feel about it. It was put in place, I don't know if it existed before, but years ago,
yep.
The kids got sick.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, anyway.
Right. Well, again, I just, but something that I noticed.
Kathy, I still think you'd have to change this dialogue. I mean, I know it's up to the appointment of the committee is up to the discretion of the board.
Right.
And this committee, with the advice and the consent of the board, shall. And there's a list of what you shall do. Right.
If you have the committee.
Lake Quality Improvement Committee. This committee, with the advice and the consent of the board, shall. And there's three things that they shall do. You'd have to abolish.
With the advice and consent. Yeah. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that you'd get the people that consider what lake testing important, you'd get.
Well, which is fine. That's why we as a board had said we would definitely put it out to a vote before we ever did anything like that, because I don't think it's up for us to
decide.
I mean, I'm fine with the water testing. I know some people aren't, so it's fine.
We have no other avenues to monitor septic.
At least
if it's chronic at first, you start testing up the hill and somebody, are you looking to ask the association for X amount more dollars for this purpose? Not a reallocation. You're looking for capital. Capital reserve. So in that case, you would have to ask the membership. Someone from the membership can change the existing put forth budget with a motion from the floor. If it was a motion from the floor, then it can be considered.
But that would have to come out of budget money, wouldn't it?
That would mean it would change the budget in the mill rate.
What happens
if
not a capital reserve.
That's not a grant, right. So not a
capital reserve.
You know, I like the way you're thinking, because the board, the budget committee presents to the board presents to the people. If people say, no, we don't like this budget.
Right, so they have.
Right, they can say that. Right. And they can say, no, we want you to up the budget by X amount of dollars to take care of this problem.
Well, that's operating, though. That's not
capital. No, right.
We don't want to put that in a motion.
It's two separate things. Well, look, you guys just go back and set the mill rate. We want your properties another $8,000. That would be budget money. They can do that and say, okay, we'll do it. They can vote it in.
Right.
Capital reserves is the one I think they need more notice.
I don't think so. I think from the floor, if they ask, I don't know why.
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know that it would just go to the operating budget.
No, it wouldn't. No. But I don't know if
there's
a
new
capital reserve.
So there's no dialogue in the charter or the bylaws.
Because it wasn't,
the
it
same
wasn't
thing about
part of the operating budget, and it wouldn't be a part of the operating budget going forward.
I don't know
if
state law supersedes whatever we think we should do.
Yeah,
I mean,
it could be a general assembly thing.
Yeah.
Because we used to have 7 days, and when the legal lawyers look at it, it has to be 10. State statute requires 10.
We have a forum, I guess it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's where I have a guy. I don't know. Now we're doing anything illegal, we're just trying to use them all in the right place.
Yeah, right. And I would like to, I would look to see what the wording is, because the budget is one thing, right?
Yep.
An agenda is one thing, minutes are another thing, but if you're voting to take money out of an account to spend on capital improvements, I don't think there's, I would like to see if there's that specific wording in the state statute.
So when I look on the town financials, and we have a discussion about where the capital recommendations come from, and it is from the financial department.
Right.
So that would have been something, in other words, like the budget committee recommended that going forward with the dam based on the information that we had so far. It would be the same for you. You would have to say, we're looking for this. And, you know, and
the things come up.
That's what I was, that was my next thing I was just going to say.
Yes.
The buyer detention went up, and now there's a safety issue.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. So this is something you can, you would have to ask for capital. It should have been presented, though, from the budget committee, but things come up. So,
well,
I don't think
it could come from the budget
committee. I don't think it has to be either. No, but well, if you had known about it,
If it was timely, it would have been part of the budget.
But you're talking budget next year.
Not operating. Don't mess it up. Not operating. So even the capital reserve budget, the budget committee recommended to the board.
Okay.
So we would have recommended that your fence not be put in the operating budget, but be put, come from capital reserve.
Capital reserve, gotcha. Okay.
And actually, it brings up a good point. It really is. We're doing it because of safety.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why it's there. I mean, I've seen a kid already going for a basketball down the hill.
Right.
You know, so.
No, it should be done sooner than later. Look, we're going to get 16,000 back, you know, from the street, but I just don't know how it is.
But that has to be
a capital.
Right.
Yes. I just don't know how you put
that. Actually, then we're in agreement that I'm going to give my spiel, and hopefully somebody puts a motion on the floor to...
Well, the June meeting, can you do a vote on capital reserve?
No.
No. No. Well, here, it's got to be in August. Once a year.
So, yeah, somebody from the floor, if they make a motion.
I'll do a motion.
That's easy. That's easy.
All right.
Now, how much do I want to ask for?
So you have 7.
You probably don't have your
income
or whatever.
Well, these are quotes.
But you want to put that forth. So you want to give them a good number.
Right. And I would like to add like another 10% on that because I don't know.
Contingency,
Bill. Yeah. You know, so my thought process is, do I go in and ask for 9 or 10?
Well, and that comes along to us. Are we voting to do 2 walls or 4 walls? Or we doing, you know,
I think we decided on 2 walls already, right?
I'm okay with 2 walls.
Yeah.
Two walls.
The thing about it is, if you can always add 2 walls later. Mm-hmm. If it becomes a problem and you need to do it, you can always add 2 more walls.
Yeah.
True. All right. So
ask for 10.
Well, you have your quote is for 12. To resurface, right?
10.
To resurface.
That's 11.
We're going to call it 11.
11, all right. And the fence is what, 50?
50. So that's 16, you know.
So you already have a length of membership. They already have
7,000.
Right.
Obviously, that was several years ago, too.
So 10 wouldn't be enough.
Right.
Well, 10 plus 7.
So 10 more. 10 more. 10 more. Right. It's 17, right? That'd be enough.
17,250 if you're parking 12. Oh, okay. Or you're parking 11. So 16,250 right. Is what you're.
17,250.
That's what I said.
Yes, yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just ask for 10 and then you can take it out of your
operating.
That's right. Get the money out. Get the money out. From there. I don't know.
I'll come up with a figure.
All right.
And we'll.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll know
that
what was the penalty. I'm going to let you know.
And the membership has to vote.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And this
will
be one of the last things the membership is voting on. So just so you know.
But, I mean, it is a safety thing.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean,
should I have like a couple of kids fall down?
Stop it. Don't even
do that. Put a couple of those swans in there.
Maybe you can hold up your trophy shelf, you know, with your paperwork.
Right.
And, you know,
yeah. Do that,
so. All
right. But thank you. I mean, like I said, I've never done this before, and I don't know, you know, getting money is frustrating. Very frustrating.
Yeah.
And it seems like you can only do it once a year.
It is. You can only do it once
again.
Yeah. The hard part.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all.
Other. Who's in charge of other? No, we don't have other.
No.
Okay. Old business. Property encroachment. The two surveyors meet?
Not yet, but they're going to. Our surveyor has their survey, and he sees what he calls a very slight discrepancy, and he's going to meet with Gary, I don't know, Phil, me, as soon as he can.
Wonderful.
Good deal.
It'll be interesting, yeah.
Perfect.
New business. Plan August Association.
Can I bring something up real quick? My emphasis before we do that?
Sure.
You know, everybody's aware that Airbnb and verbal has become a thing. Right, I was on a website, I think I found 5 cottages here at the lake that are utilizing that, okay? Section 15 of Charter, page 10. No building or structure shall be used for any business or commercial purpose without the approval of 2/3 of the total membership of said association voting at a regular or special meeting duly warned. Here's my thing, okay? We've had problems with one place already, loud parties, people being disrespectful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as far as I'm concerned, if you've got your cottage, the verbal or Airbnb, it's a business. You're making money off of it. And it's not going to get any easier as we go down the road. So I'm not saying we have to do anything right now, but we need to be aware of it, and it's going to get worse.
The other thing I was going to do, too, because I happened to look today, too, because I noticed one is advertised where it's up to 11 people. And I would think the number of bathrooms would regulate something like that to begin with.
Right, yeah.
So I know this has come up in front of the town of East Haddam because an attorney I know in town is having trouble
with
his lake house next to them.
Right.
So if you want me to, I'll email Jim and just
kind of see
what the rules are.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
I can't imagine you got a 2-bathroom cottage and advertising right. 11 people right. can stay in it to begin with.
And the other problem is if you have a neighbor who's got a place at an Airbnb, you've got real rude people. Who do you contact? Who do you just call police? I mean, that's, you know, maybe that's not the best way to do it. I can contact the owner and say, look, you got to do something about these people.
That's weird. I was thinking about it, too, so I wouldn't have
wanted to. Yeah, so I don't know what the answer is, but I just have
that's,
to going forward.
That's what I did.
I'm sorry.
That's what I did with the Airbnb next door. I just contacted the owner, and they took care of it.
If you know who the owner is. I mean, I guess you could probably find it out. But,
Right.
Just something we should keep in our mind, and we may have to deal with down the road, because it's definitely a violation, as far as I'm concerned, of the charter.
I don't agree with that, because I don't think that a business is a business. I mean, is it an LLC? You would have to see.
I don't know
if it's an LLC or whatever. I mean,
the hard part is you're talking Airbnb and the Airbnb, right? There's people that just rent their cottage.
Right.
I was one of those people.
Right. Right.
Even Airbnb.
Many years.
Right. Planning to rent out of business.
Right.
Well, that's why I'm bringing it up. For discussion. I may not have the right answers.
Yeah.
But I guess the thing
not
I want
to dry.
I want to highlight is it's a problem in some cases.
Guys, Angela has a comment. Yeah, so I think one thing to consider, because it's not cut and dry, is
maybe a good place to start is having some kind of agreement between the association and any association member who plans to use their house as such, because I know what Dave's referring to, and it seems to be a particular problem, one of which, like, entire street was blocked off because there were so many cars and cars kind of passed the street. So again, like, you know, when we rent houses, like, you're only allowed so many cars, or you have to follow the rules. So clearly, like, that owner needs to be spoken to, but maybe, you know, it should be that there's, you know, some kind of agreement that these are the rules if you're going to use, you know, if you're going to rent to friends, family, whatever, like, this is, or strangers, like, this is what has to happen when they come here. Just because someone's a renter doesn't mean that they have, like, free reign of everything while they're here.
And they need to follow the rules.
I don't know.
All right.
And I think it's hard for neighbors to confront people. I mean, I confronted someone the other day, and that didn't go so well. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it may be coming from an association to the owners that, and then if it continues to be a problem, then we talk about next steps. But maybe that's a place to start.
So we'd have to have anybody who is going to rent register with the association. So we, yeah, one more thing for someone to do. But
well, that's right. I don't think that's realistic, Cindy. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think we need to have some kind of a method if there's problems to deal with the problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
well,
no, it's come up in front of our town because I know because guys have the house on the other lake. The
health system. Have you muted their girlfriend?
Right.
So there's got to be some health codes. Not, you're not trying to shut people down.
No,
but
yeah,
I also don't think people should be advertising that 20 people could stay in a two-bedroom cottage.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right.
But let me just find how that was rectified or what the answer was.
You're going to talk to Jim?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
all right. Thank you.
Okay.
Evelyn, did you want to say something?
Just that I Airbnb'd my place for 3 years. My cottage. I mean, granted, I lived here so I could keep an eye on it. But I had a whole book of rules and regulations, and if they didn't respect it, then, you know, and if, I don't know, call the police if you don't think people are respecting the rules. I don't know. I don't think you're going to be able to stop it. I think you may be able to regulate it somehow, but I don't think you're going to be able. You can't tell people.
Well, like, I think the difference now is that, like, when you get it, I know Jason and Lee have, you know, think you guys are a part of the lake community.
Mm-hmm.
I think this person isn't a part of the lake community, and they just bought it as an investment.
Yeah.
So, therefore, it's not that,
This person who has the one on 2 Laurel Lane owns a few Airbnb, not just here.
Then maybe somebody needs to talk to them.
Yeah.
And I would be happy to do that if that's who it was.
Okay. Well,
we might.
Professor Meadow, the property.
We must have a record of who the owner is.
2 Laurel Lane. 2 Laurel Lane is the property in question.
I do know there are communities, and I think one of them is in Preston or Ledger, that have outlawed Airbnbs in town. Now, I guess we're municipality, but we're not. We're from Chatham, so I don't know.
Yeah. And that's not going to stop my neighbor who has extra cottage. He rents with the family and friends occasionally. That's not going to stop that. And I don't think we should want to stop that.
Well, we can't pick and choose.
No. What I'm saying is you have to have a set of rules somehow.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to bring it up for conversation.
Okay. Can we
have
a noise on this?
Yeah. Well, the Adam Chatham does.
That might be something you want to think about for next year's agenda.
We can,
right?
You can
impose $100
fine if your rules are broken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have one more new business. We're at new business, right?
Yes.
So there's a young couple that have lived at the lake for many years, and they had a their newborn baby passed away.
Wow.
So the sister contacted me and said, I know that at some point you guys are talking about a playground and would like to start something in this child's name. So I forwarded to Phil and to Tina, who is supposedly the playground chairman, and I haven't heard anything, but just wanted to bring it up to you guys to see if anybody had any ideas or if we should say no or.
This is my opinion. I know this owner very well. Tina's on vacation. She won't be back. I think she'll be back at the end of the meet, at the end of the week.
Okay.
And I know she wanted to do something with the playscape. My personal opinion is that I don't think anything's going to be done with that playscape for a few years.
Well, that's my thought too. So that's why I'm bringing it up to see if anybody here has any ideas.
I've been trying to come up with something. I mean, you know, maybe a child's bench.
We've had memorialized.
I don't know.
We've had many things at the lake here that were memorialized. A lot of benches. The
skirt out
the tree to the dock. The handicap dock is more. What was the young fellow's name?
Ricky.
We've had quite a few things. I mean,
had a tree. I mean, I need to have a tree planted over at Little Beach. We can plant a tree in his honor.
Is that something you fundraise for?
No, they want to donate.
And
I don't know if they're going to donate. Right. How they can go here. That's the other issue. Saying, I mean, I don't know how much we're talking here.
Well, so that's why I'm bringing it up. If she says she wants to start a GoFundMe page, you know, and use that as the impetus, you know, I mean, I don't have a problem with her doing that as long as she understands that, you know, depending on how much money is raised, we don't know that this is going to happen.
Right.
Right. And would she rather do like a tree or something in his memory?
The money could always go into a reserve that would be held there ready to do it. If they wanted to give the money now, through a GoFundMe.
Right.
Page. Just like the different baseball courts and each door donation.
Yeah, look, I'm not opposed. Like she said, she wanted to put a swing or something down at the playground. I know that's not going to happen for
right.
a long
time. Right. Yeah.
So I don't want to get
they actually off. Have a funding page they started.
Oh, they do?
But I'm not, it's on Facebook. I'm not, and it's on the obituary. I'm not sure if it's for the actual
services. They're going to comfort boxes for other people because I donated.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, I don't know, Phil, you want me to do it, or do you want to talk to her, or to Trish?
I'll try to get in touch with her.
Yeah, I mean, you just explain to her that, you know, the playground is a significant cost, and
right.
we don't know,
right.
if, you know. I mean, maybe, what if she raises $50,000 on a GoFundMe
right.
page? That'd be good,
right?
Yeah, well, I'm not, if she raises $50,000, we'll knock that place get down and put another one up. That's a beautiful
right, place. So... That's my point. If we could, or ask her if she'd prefer to do something on a smaller level,
right.
you know, like a tree or something, yeah. So, okay.
I will touch base with Trish and see what direction she wants to go in.
Sounds good.
What do we have to do to plan the August meeting?
Well, you know.
We're back away from.
Who's setting
snacks,
up? No snacks, right? Are we still not doing snacks? I think
right.
next,
Yeah.
Are you setting up, Phil? Or?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What
That's
time
okay.
do you want to be there? I can't do things at once. You know that. You've been here for 32 years.
What time do you want us down there, Phil? Set up.
4. would it be 10?
I'll come
right
to one.
Yeah.
9:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Half an hour's
plenty of time.
Yeah.
8:30,
8:30,
okay.
I'll be on there.
And I have Carolyn coming with the stinking parking passes again.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
So we need a table for her.
Thank you. Okay, I have the ballot for voting. Which I sent you guys a copy of to look at. And
yep.
I have the little voting paddles that we'll hand out at the beginning. I'll have that extra voter registration form and property owner. Well, we have to vote it in first, so they would be voted valid that day.
Okay.
You know? We're trying to change the bylaws.
That's right.
So hopefully next year I won't have to deal with doing it the day of. And of course, my question always is, you know, the motions that are being presented, you know, I just want to make sure that it's an organized thing, and, you know, who's going to do the damn motion? Because the damn train's not here, so How is that happening?
It's presented by the budget committee because it was recommended.
I know it's what was recommended.
Right. So
but someone has to make the motion when after the DM gives the presentation.
Immediately.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, this one's okay.
You know?
Right.
We don't want to go through what we did last year.
Right? I think she's saying it's still doing.
I mean, that's the... So last year, Dave Drew was ready to read down all the 50 different ways for the dance. And, you know, obviously that didn't happen, but yes. It was
right, because after you make the motion, then there needs to be discussion like that.
Right.
Right.
So during the budget presentation, you have the time to make the motion.
Right.
Right. So at the end, so the motion will be to approve the operating budget.
Right.
And then another motion... approve the 29.5 for the DM.
Or do that after Tim the presentation. You have to do the
runoff. That's what we're talking about. So we all are on the same page. Because after the budget presentation is the president's report, then there's the nominating committee, then there's events, then comes DM. Mm-hmm.
So maybe can you swap the DM?
I cannot. This is the agenda that's
already up there.
Right.
Yeah.
And I sent it to all board members to look at.
But I think you can vote to swap it at the meeting.
You can. You know, that's another whole motion. We always do the nominating first, so that if there's nominations from the floor and there's a vote, it gives the nominating committee time to count the ballots. Are you aware that that happens?
I am not.
Okay. This is why we need to talk about it. Okay, mm-hmm. So you as the nominating committee chairperson, if there is an actual capacity account, you and your committee would do that after people vote. You would collect the ballots. You could go into one of the little rooms, back rooms, you know, in the pavilion and count them up while the meeting is still progressing. And then we would come back to it, you know, after you tally the votes. But that's only if there's a nomination from the floor. If there are no nominations from the floor, then we just vote to accept the ballot as given.
Okay.
And we don't need the ballots. We don't need the papers.
So you'll be saying nominating blah blah,
blah,
and you're
going to
ask if there's a.
I'm not saying anything. This is why I like to get this. This is why I like to talk about this. Me and secretary are sitting there writing, doing this.
No,
yeah, I
don't.
Right.
If you say nominating committee, you want me to say who's the blah, blah, and then is there any nominations from the floor?
Right.
Silence concurs.
Right.
I make a motion to accept the ballot as it stands.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't see why not.
You
can do the president.
Yeah.
Or the president can do it. Whoever, as long as somebody does it.
Right.
That's all I'm asking. Is that it moves along.
And are you doing that or am I doing that?
You're doing it.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So back to the DM. DM motion.
Right.
Right, if the DM was right before the budget presentation, but I don't have the agenda.
Right.
But we could make a motion that due to budgeting issues, we'd like the DM presentation. The budget.
Well, I guess I just don't understand why that we can't just make the DM motion when the DM is brought up on the agenda. I guess I don't understand the whole.
We could, and if somebody tries to hijack it like they did last year, just call them out of order.
Well, we just need to make the motion. Maybe when we're ready, because this is really, we can make the motion before the presentation is given. That's how it really should be done, because it's open for discussion, right?
Mm-hmm. So he doesn't make a presentation. But so if he makes the presentation and doesn't make the motion at the time, but he says that he's just what he's looking
for.
Well,
you have to get up and make the motion before.
I could, or I can just do it at the end of the budget and refer back to, Tim could say, we're looking for 29.5, and, the motion will come from.
Whatever you guys want to do, as long as we're all in the same page.
We need.
I don't care.
So
you want to do it at during the budget?
I mean, I think it makes
so
sense.
Then after you present the motion for the DM, Tim will get up and present, even though it's on the agenda later on, it is what it is.
Right.
And then that's when you have the voting for the DM
out
of order.
If I make the motion, they're not going to have the presentation. if I make it in the budget, because the budget is before the dam. So that doesn't make sense, right?
No, that's
I don't think it makes sense. But
you should give this presentation first before we have a motion, I think.
I agree with that.
Because so, that everybody said, what are they talking about? Right.
Right.
And then you're going to have the worst than what happened last time.
All this talk, I'm confused. In the actual agenda, the dam is before the budget?
Way after. Because it's a committee. So it comes under report to the committee.
Right.
And,
so, I mean, I can, you know, given the budget report, I can make a mention of the request, and then Tim will be making the presentation.
I think the financial voting up. I know. I think you're on a roll. I think you have to do the presentation first. You can't vote to rearrange the agenda after the meeting. I think we might want to say that just due to a budget error, we didn't realize we're making the agenda. This should have been together. Right. We'd like to make a motion to talk about these two topics together. I think Tim should definitely present first. Right. Yeah.
Would it be fair for me to have it at the meeting anyway? Right. We've got more sense. Just to change the order of the meeting. Yeah. So, so wait, so tell me again what are we doing to say it again? We're going to make a motion to change the meeting agenda so that Tim goes before the budget committee. Right. If that makes sense to Tim too. I mean, obviously, we want to make sense to Tim. So one of us makes the motion, right? Yes. Okay, so who is it? I'm not making any motions because I'm taking orders. Yeah, but you want me to make the motion. That doesn't work.
Well, you make a motion that you're going to change the order. So that Tim can get his presentation
I'll
first.
I'll do it.
You know, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When do you want me to do that? Your point. Cindy.
I can't hear you.
When do you want me to make that motion to change the agenda so that Tim's presentation is before the budget?
As soon as the meeting's called to order.
Yeah, I think right in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to say? Do you want me to say in the president's message that? No, I don't know. I can't do that either. Yeah.
I think when you give your spiel to say we want to change, make a vote to change the agenda, and we're going to let Tim give his presentation before I roll out the budget. That's the pretty simplest way to do it.
Yeah, that's probably best. Just before you start. Yeah. All right. Okay. Okay. Are we done? Okay. And same thing, the bylaws. Lisa. Okay. Again. That's it. Yeah. I'm going to try to make a motion and talk and say, and I don't know if that would be Cindy or you or somebody.
Do you want that one, Cindy? Just to say that you were all set, blah, 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 make the motion to accept?
Yeah, I can do that.
Because if you ask for questions, people are going to take questions. If you just ask, make a motion to accept it, assuming that everybody's seen it, then maybe it'll just go. We all discussed it, then discussion is done, and have a discussion. What are you doing? Are you doing that at the bylaws committee when you get to the bylaws? Yeah, that's right. So you want me to say something like we met, blah, 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 da, 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 careful, whatever, and then I make a motion to accept the bylaws. Yeah, that sounds good.
What else do we need to figure out for the meeting on Sunday? Anything?
Phil, so do you know motion, right?
Yeah, sort of. Each person does their own motion. Makes sense.
Well, it's kind of the committee, though.
No. But you don't say that from the
floor, yeah. Oh, right. It has to come from the floor. Comes from the floor.
So I would just say I'm looking for a motion. And somebody's got to say it. And that's what we say.
Yeah.
Yes, I can. I need two people. I have two friends out there.
All right, what else? Anything? I don't have anything else that I can think of.
Nope.
Oh, who's going to count the votes? We need a vote counter. We're always looking for people to pass around the microphones.
Yeah.
And we're always looking for, you know, okay, who's going to count? And then, you know, we're randomly grabbing people to, you know, do this. Yeah, right? So,
I'm happy to do the microphone test if you want me to. We
could just grab a couple people that morning for the coffee.
That makes sense. Yeah. Just two unsuspecting people.
I would do it before the meeting. I would call somebody up beforehand.
Yeah. I can probably volunteer John.
Does he know?
No, but I'll tell him.
It shouldn't be anybody on the board, right?
Probably. I don't think so.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
But it always has been in the past. It's always been Phil and somebody else.
Phil so wasn't on the board.
So was
last time he was.
He was.
Yeah,
was
he
on the board?
No, well,
yeah,
no.
He was
no.
Voted in. So he wasn't on the board. So.
Yeah.
That's Tony and I.
Yeah,
there'll be someone else.
I'll volunteer Don. Somebody else get somebody else.
Okay, Phil's going to get somebody else.
Okay.
Well, you've got a lot.
And they're just going to hand out the paddles and count the votes, right?
Well, the paddles will be handed out when they register. I have two girls that are doing sign-in, and they'll do the registration and hand out the paddles and making sure that they're eligible to vote.
Okay. Alright.
Alright.
So we adjourn this meeting.
Okay.
Alright.
Aye. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks,
guys. Thanks,
see you on Sunday.
Thank you,
Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming. We'll see you on Sunday.
Okay.
I will take care of that.